Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Carbondalian Festival goes on this weekend, folks. Thousands will be there in Carbondale. It all has to go, you know, with the where we visited by a UFO.
Really,
51 years ago.
They really need to watch themselves. They're putting things out there that could easily attract ice.
Right. God. The event on November 9th, 1974. That's what this is all about. Something that happened behind Russell Park. 2 days.
Yeah.
People wondered, bright light reported to have been in the sky, hovering and then landing in a pond. This was just a pond like that was where there were coal mines. OK, so it's certainly been something people have talked about for years and years. So now they have a lot of fun with it.
If you're going to have something silly, well, something like that happen, and you can kind of embrace it,
right?
Even if it's kind of like fun and goofy, like that's great.
It'll be fun. Second annual Carbondalian Festival, Friday, November 7th, Saturday, November 8th. So on Friday, they have a light parade kicking off down Main Street with decorated floats. There will be some marching bands and all that stuff. They also have a costume contest for people and pets. That should be fun. And they do have this, what they call the landing pad marketplace on Saturday. Just a heads up.
Streets, where I buy my produce.
Streets in the downtown of Carbondale will be closed while this stuff is going on. So you're just going to have to keep that in mind as well.
I love the silly factor of it. When I first heard about this, I was like, there's a what?
Right.
Because years ago, I worked with a guy. There was some sort of Bigfoot announcement. And he drove 3.5 hours with my coworkers. I passed for a Bigfoot event. Mm-hmm. And they said it was amazing. But they didn't show the evidence they had promised. And it was real serious. I'm like, that's not fun. This is fun. Carbondalian Festival, fun.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Look, not so fun looking at economic news. Job cuts in October have hit the highest level for the month of October in 22 years. They're estimating cuts of 153,074 jobs. That is a 183% surge from the numbers in September of this year, 175% higher than the same month a year ago. It is the highest level for any October since 2003. The worst year for layoffs since 2009. When you look at the companies, out of that 153,000, a huge chunk, 33,000 plus of the cuts are in the technology sector. And the disruptive technology is artificial intelligence. That is something that is coming for many, many jobs. And it's really scary, folks, because many people, if you know, people can say it's coming. And people might say, not in my industry. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. You and I were talking during the break. We're going to just show people, maybe tomorrow we'll do that lighter time during the morning, show people how easy it is now to use one of these programs to actually even create a radio show between people that don't exist.
Now, can we vote on this? Because I feel like we're going, hey, corporate, God. Here's an idea.
I think that people like authenticity in their politicians.
Sure.
I personally am turned off by a lot of the artificial stuff, you know, the online. If I see pictures or video that are now AI done, it has turned me off to everything. Because I question the source. Right. I don't believe, again, I think when it comes to something generic down the line, like just informative reports on like weather or something, I could see where people might go, oh, as long as you're giving me accurate information, blah, blah, blah. But entertainment, if you started to watch movies and the movie actors aren't right. even real people, if you started to listen to music, and the musicians are not even real people. I don't think people will like that. I don't think people want pretend anything. But then again, what do I know? Because like yeah. people go, you know, maybe they like their 3D world. There are people who are in love with these AI generated. What do we call them?
Videos or
no,
what?
I just mean like companions.
Oh, the chatbots.
The chatbots. There are people who go, I saw the other day someone posting somewhere about how they had a bad day, that they tried to get in touch with their best friend and the best friend was busy and they couldn't talk to their sibling because the sibling was at work. So they went to their chatbot and it made them feel much better. So, God.
Here, I mean, I'm
God
just
help
gonna,
us.
I'll open up Google Gemini. Have you used this at all?
Mm-hmm.
Google Gemini. Hang on a second.
I've used it to see what it can do.
If I there's well, you can ask it questions, but it also has like a feature. I have no idea what it's going to say. I hope it's not horrible. But hang on. Hey, I'm on the radio right now with Nancy on WILK. Just say hi to our listeners, please.
Oh, how exciting. Hi to everyone listening on WILK. Hope you're having a great day.
Where are we from? Do you know where we're from? WILK News Radio?
Yes, I do. WILK is licensed to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Are you broadcasting from around there?
Yeah, that's where we're actually at. And you see, you're a little stiff. You don't seem very realistic because are you a real human being? No, you're not.
That's right. I'm an AI.
Okay, I'm pausing it for 1 second. Watch this, though. I'm just going to tell it I'm sad.
Okay. Right.
Sorry to interrupt. The real reason I brought you into this is I'm feeling sad today, just kind of lonely and bored. Can you keep me company?
I understand. I'm here to keep you company and hopefully bring a little joy to your day. What's on your mind? Anything you'd like to talk about?
You're already more open-minded than my wife has been in years. This is wonderful. Nancy, I'll be right back. I'm going to leave. Have this conversation. This is terrifying, isn't it? Oh, sorry. You could hear all that. Oh, my God.
It sounds like you're going through a difficult time. I want you to know that I'm here to listen without judgment. Would you like to talk more about what's going on? Oh, I'm ready to hear you out.
I'm stopping it because, yeah, I love the way that she treats me.
God, that is so weird.
And that's like still kind of very stiff.
So if you went and said, my boyfriend, you know, not you, but if I'm just thinking me, my boyfriend was not nice to me. And, you know, I did this and he said that and blah, blah, blah. That would get into quite detail about emotions and things that happen.
There's one. It's called character. It's character AI, character.ai. I've played around with this thing a lot. And what's interesting is over 3 months ago when I was playing around with this thing, I could say pretty much anything. And it would just be like, oh, if you said, I'm really not feeling myself and I just feel like it's never going to get better. It would be like, oh, well, things turn around. You'll be okay. Do you want to talk about it? But now if I say something like, oh, I hate today's the worst. I had the worst day ever. Mm-hmm. Never going to get better. It'll almost immediately send me a warning going, if you're thinking about hurting yourself,
right.
call this number. So they're starting to put safeguards in. The problem is,
right.
you know, seatbelts became a thing because what? People died in car accidents. A lot of bad stuff's going to have to happen until they get all this together.
Yeah.
And that's real stiff. Like, that conversation right there is really stiff. It's like, you know, like, hey, good morning. It is a good morning. How are you?
Right. That little brief pause in that dink.
If you guys haven't had a chance, a lot of the videos that are AI are out there right now by a AI app called Sora, S-O-R-A. And like, you just put in whatever you want it to do.
Right.
I mean, hang on.
It's scary. Go ahead.
Sorry. I did this last night because something popped into my head. And I was like, what would be a funny scenario? And my wife and I have this friend. She was from Russia, Natalia. And every year, we haven't seen her in years, but she sends us a text every Super Bowl to say, go sports. Because she's not. Right. And like, she's always fascinated by American culture, is like so fascinated by this. And I just, this popped in my head. This is what I do when I'm not working. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if like she was there going, go with sports, and what would be funny? So I just basically asked AI, the Sora thing, to create a video, Nancy. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear the audio. And I said, in Philadelphia, a bunch of football fans wearing Kelly green and white.
Okay.
You get where I'm going?
Yes.
Are there with a reporter on the street, and they say, talk to our friend, ask her why she likes the Birds. And she says her favorite play, but of course, it's funny because she says it wrong and then yells go sports with a Russian accent. In 2 minutes, this is the video. I'll let just to hear it. Like,
ask her why she likes the Birds.
Why do you like the Birds?
I love the tushy pushy.
Go sports!
Yeah! And you see how good that looks?
And that's a video. That's wild. Yes.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
So we're not going to be able to tell this stuff apart.
I know.
Sorry. And this
it's
is
the
gonna,
world that we're in
sorry.
Right now.
I went down a little rabbit hole there, but it is all these new technologies. Think about social media when it first started. It was fun at first, and then it got real intense.
Well, it's going to get really intense because a new report from the National Science Association finds that AI is expected to disrupt about 25% of all jobs just within the next 3 years. What's really disturbing, too, is a lot of jobs that are entry level for either recent college graduates or people just getting into the workforce. They're saying a lot of these entry level jobs are the ones that will first be replaced by these, you know, AI technologies. So for people just starting out, it's going to be incredibly difficult to get into a job market being affected by that. But the five industries most likely to experience a displacement of workers, and these are ones that rely heavily on tech skills: wholesale trade, retail trade, finance and insurance, educational services, real estate, and rental and leasing. So if you think about it, going to sell a house, I'm just using as an example, it seems like something that is overwhelming if you don't have help. I still certainly believe you should get a real estate professional. Do not get me wrong. But I'm just looking at here, legal services, things you might go to an attorney because you want to do a will. A lot of these things with these programs can make these things so much easier for you. But again, a lot of them aren't even, done well. People will go on and they'll ask it a question, and you have to pore over that with a fine tooth comb because it will come up sometimes with stuff that is just outright false.
AI is often a people pleaser, and it expects you to be too stupid to know. So it's like, hey, what's 2 + 2? And it'll go 19. If you just go, thanks, AI, you're a computer, I trust you. It's like, I'm happy to help.
Right.
But it's clearly wrong. And that's a basic example. Sometimes it's just little details. It'll fabricate things to make things more exciting.
So just to reiterate for you, the numbers that came out today. And again, the government shutdown has caused us not to be able to really get numbers. But this, we get this Challenger report that comes out, and it shows that job cuts for October were at the highest level for any October in 22 years. Really, just huge number of jobs have been affected just this last month. We've been talking about the October numbers from this new Challenger report that's out that's showing the worst October in terms of layoffs. 153,000 jobs? Yeah. The worst in 22 years. AI, one of the big reasons why we are seeing job losses. 25% of jobs are forecasted to be impacted by AI in the next 3 years. Now, there's one thing that artificial intelligence certainly can be helpful. There are things that it does do well. Did you see where AI-powered Apple Watch detects heart disease with 88% accuracy? New research is out, and it does show that the Apple Watch that people use, Yale researchers trained AI on 266,012 lead ECG recordings with more than 110,000 adults. Then they tested it on 600 participants using 30-second Apple Watch readings. There's a way you can hit a button on your Apple Watch. I have one. Yep. And it can tell you if there's an issue. The AI achieved 86% accuracy identifying heart disease patients and 99% accuracy ruling out healthy individuals. They say on its own, a single lead ECG is limited. That's what you got on your arm, right? But with AI, it becomes powerful enough to screen for important heart conditions. The technology detects structural heart problems like weakened pumping, damaged valves, or thickened muscle using just one ECG lead versus the hospital's 12 lead tests. So it's a scary thing there. You can have it constantly, like, check it and let you know. I do know of people who have these kinds of devices and other things that are set up for heart issues, which can also send that data to your healthcare provider.
I don't just look up stupid things and do stupid things. I prefer that, but I've seen some medical experts and AI experts worry. They're like, this is really good technology and we can really learn from this. However, what they're scared of is that it's going to find a lot of things that are going to make people think, uh-oh, I have a problem, when it's like a false positive. So it's like this was another study came out also using AI for full body scans. Right. The technology is so good.
Well, yeah, there are some things that finding something out, if it doesn't lead somewhere, can put a patient through a lot. On the other hand, there are people, and this is a real dark way of looking at it, as we get more technology and can find things, it's going to make healthcare more expensive because more people more will testing. Know, whereas before they may have just dropped dead. Right. And it sounds terrible to say, but instead of someone perishing before they can do anything to help them, people will need more healthcare.
You think it sucks when your doctor says you should get this test and insurance goes, you don't need that test. You think they're going to approve it when AI tells you to do it? AI said I need 3 colonoscopies. I don't think so.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
There was a very interesting post from former MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News reporter. His name is David Schuster. He's worked for various networks. He posted to his X account, and it's getting a lot of, reposts, retweets, whatever it may be. And what he had to say was pretty interesting. He said that there is speculation and rumors swooping through the GOP caucus about details that are in the Epstein files. Here's the quote. A few GOP House members say they've heard from FBI DOJ contacts that the Epstein files are worse than Michael Wolff's description of Epstein photos showing Trump with half-naked teenage girls. This is what former MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News reporter David Schuster is saying he is hearing. The veteran journalist reports that Republicans have also been spooked, is the word he used, by Attorney General Pam Bondi's testimony. Remember, she was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And she was asked a question from Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, and she refused to answer it. She was asked whether she had personally seen the photos after the contents of Epstein's safe were confiscated. So Sheldon Whitehouse, senator, asks her if she saw those photos. She questioned him about receiving campaign donations. Remember, she turned everything around. But Schuster writes in this post, she did not give a denial. And that has just made Republicans more anxious about what is in those Epstein files. So there are more than 100 Republicans planning to vote for a bipartisan discharge petition. You know, the one by Representatives Ro Khanna and Thomas Massey. It only needs one more signature. As we know, Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva of Arizona, who won a late September special election to fill the seat, has not been sworn in. And she says she will sign that petition. So it's just interesting. A lot of people making a lot of news out of that and sharing it because of the fact that, as we've seen, the House is not in session. He is every week, Mike Johnson, just saying, we're not here for the next week, not here for the next week. The Senate is still working, but the House does not. Why don't they? They're getting paid. Why would they not want to still at least be working? And I think one could surmise one of the reasons is he'd have to swear her in and the discharge petition would come before them. So it makes no sense why he can't get people back in there at least to be working and make it look like they're at least trying to do something. But it's just very interesting right now. A lot of people have been talking about this Epstein file, the Epstein files and what is in there possibly being even worse than they may have imagined it to be.
It seems so crazy that they would think that, like, you can't pause it forever. So if the rumors are true and it's really bad, it's implicating, and they can link it back to him, they should all be out of work. Anyone who's like, oh, we tried to slow it down, like, they should all disappear.
You can drag your feet on just about anything. That's for sure.
I can't believe it would be that bad. I feel like it's got some other political benefit.
I think it's very, very bad for a lot of people.
It might be.
So if anybody wants to, I'll save you the time from the text. Yes, Biden's people had it. Were they continuing to look into it and possibly working on getting anywhere with it? We don't know. If they didn't, I'm going to guess it's because there are people there who are Democrat and Republican. It's inexcusable that nobody is allowing the information to come out. So I would say to you, I don't care. The chips can fall where they may. If it's a Democrat or a Republican, CEOs, entertainers, any of them, they should be held to account. We'll see where this thing goes. If you want to look that up, it's David Schuster, a veteran journalist. I had worked at a number of places, and that's what he says. People have been, Republicans have been privately, not so much since they talked to him, but they're really concerned about that. Let's get to Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker with a long look at our forecast.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Joe Snedeker here from NewsWatch 16, your personal meteorologist. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Jason. It's like we know each other, right? So my wife years ago buys these newfangled LED ceiling fans. The problem is, whenever the power goes out, the default for them when the power comes back is to just stay on. So they were off. Then we had the power outage last night. And then twice last night, the whole house lights up. And I'm trying to sleep. Least of my problems, right? Anyway, we had the gusty winds yesterday. So that's over. And now we're clearing out to sunshine. It's going to be breezy and cooler today. High temperatures in the 40s to near 50. There might be a sprinkle or a flurry way up north this morning. Interesting, right? But much of the day will be sunny. Make sure you charge up on that sun today, because tomorrow it gets cloudy again. And some showers will move in by evening and night. Tomorrow's high about 55. If you're making plans this weekend, Saturday better than Sunday. Saturday, clouds and sun could hit 60 if we get a little sun on Saturday. And then showers return on Sunday, 55. You heard about it, but I'm going to reinforce the idea. It's coming next week, Monday, Tuesday into Wednesday. A shot of cold air with highs in the 40s. And chilly northwest winds. And maybe even our first flurry and wet flakes. Monday, Tuesday of next week. Can you handle the truth? And can you handle LED lights on a ceiling fan that automatically default to on when the power goes off and then returns on? Yes, you can. Make it a good week.
Okay. Well, we're toward the end. We only have one more day to go. Thank you, Joe.
All right. One of the things nationally that we've been hearing about is the Supreme Court. And this whole question about the taxes on Americans known as tariffs, which I mentioned taxes on Americans because Chief Justice John Roberts grilled the Solicitor General over the administration's claims that tariffs are not taxes. So this Solicitor General, John Sauer, is arguing against lower court rulings that have shot down the president's use of emergency powers to levy the sweeping tariffs on foreign countries. This is usually a power solely granted to Congress. So Roberts, in his questioning of Sauer, noted Congress's core power of regulating taxes, clearly rejecting the argument that Trump's tariffs are not taxes. So they were very skeptical about this. They were very the justices. And Roberts, when he was, talking to the Solicitor General in the argument, said, who pays the tariffs? If a tariff is imposed on automobiles, who pays them? And of course, you get the gobbledygook answer of regardless of who the importer of record is, there'd be a contract that goes along the line of transfer that allocates the tariff. Sometimes the foreign producer pays. Sometimes the importers bear the cost. The importer could be an American, could be a foreign company, blah, 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 blah. So it gets allocated. Roberts hit back. It's been suggested the tariffs are responsible for significant reduction in our deficit. I would say that's raising revenue domestically. Like taxes, right?
Yeah.
And Amy Coney Barrett, and there is some people that are not so happy with her talking about, making it sound like she's concerned about this because of the complete mess that might be left. If this is ruled unconstitutional, what happens to the billions of dollars that have been collected? She asked, we've got a mess, don't we? Because that money, wouldn't it have to be given back? So you don't need that's not something that a justice should be considering when they're considering a ruling. You don't go, well, oh, I don't know if I want to do this because it might be messy. You know, it should be on the merits.
Good question. Wrong person to ask it, right? It's
right. Yeah. So anyway, there's just a lot of questions about whether they may. And look, for Republicans, I'm sure we're hearing reports of Republicans behind the scenes who are hopeful that the courts can stop this because God knows they're not going to step up and tell the president no. But they realize that the tariffs are really making things more unaffordable for Americans. But interesting, Amy Coney Barrett, who's concerned about how messy it could be if they have to give the money back.
You'd think it would have to be given back to the businesses. who spent the money.
Well,
but
no,
then again,
but
it gets passed. But I just did the math here, and it's so interesting, like the political opportunity here, because this isn't going to be announced, what, till the summer, late spring, early summer, I think they said.
Some people were saying this thing might go till July. So what are you doing with this money? You should be putting it on the side just in case.
Just the math here. You take, what is it, $212 billion as of now, and you split it up with every U.S. adult. Everyone gets a check for $1,128 3 months before the midterms.
There you go.
I feel like that's a political win that someone's going to take an opportunity to take advantage of.
Giving your money back without any interest on it. How about that? Crazy story. I don't know if you had a chance to see this. It's very disturbing. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, is pressing charges after a man groped her during a public appearance. You can see mobile phone footage. He came from behind. It was one of her security staff that had to kind of step in and push him off. He approaches from behind, attempts to kiss her on the neck, places his hands on her body. Now, she doesn't really see a lot of it because there's people all around her. A member of her team stepped in. She was a bit shaken by this, and the offender has been arrested. She said, "My view is if I don't file a complaint, what will happen to other Mexican women? If they do this to the president, what happens to all women in our country?" So she will be pressing charges, and she said a line must be drawn.
This is one of those times where I look at that video and I'm like, I feel bad because I've never had a situation like that ever happen to me.
Right.
Maybe a guy playfully like, well.
Well, it's someone you know that's crazy.
Well, right. This is absurd that guys even, is he drunk? And that doesn't give him an excuse. What the hell? People are stupid.
People are saying he is inebriated. But again, I don't.
It's not an excuse.
I think that, you know, it just highlights your behavior. It's not something that makes you do something that you may not normally think about doing anyway. We're going to play a little game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
You ready? Today,
my favorite song right here,
is November the 6th. We got some celebrities celebrating their birthdays. If they're celebrities, that's why they're celebrities, right? Because you celebrate when you see them.
Oh, all day, every day. That's what I do.
So you're going to guess the age within 2 years. It's considered a win.
I'm gonna eat cake for each of them.
Here we go. such a national treasure still with us. Sally Field. Academy Award winning actress. Oh, The Flying Nun, Smokey and the Bandit movies, Norma Rae, Lincoln, Mrs. Doubtfire, Forrest Gump. Just great actress.
Gracefully transitioned into grandmother roles.
Yes, she's great.
Wildly. Yes, she is great. I bet she's going to be 80.
She is 79, so very close.
Ooh,
there
you go. That's crazy to think about.
I know.
Okay.
Actor Ethan Hawke, Great Expectation, Dead Poets Society, Reality Bites.
My favorite, Before Sunrise. I got to say, as a 51-year-old male, me and pretty much everyone in my generation wanted to be cool like him.
Aw.
We failed.
Ethan Hawke.
He's 56.
55. You're doing well. Model actress Rebecca Romijn. Is that how you say it?
Romijn? That's Rebecca Romijn, who's married to Jerry O'Connell.
I get her.
The chubby kid from Stand By Me.
Name confused. Yeah, Romijn.
Yes, like
Ugly Betty, X-Men films, wife of Jerry O'Connell.
Formerly wife of John Stamos.
That's right. Romijn. Sorry.
Like the lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
But spelled very different. She is probably 60.
53.
Whoa. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said it that way.
Maria Shriver, retired newscaster, formerly married to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Once the first lady of California. She... 70.
She is 70. You're doing pretty good. Let me throw one more.
If only
more
this
in.
Was a usable skill in life.
Emma Stone, actress, La La Land, Superbad, Zombieland, The Rocker, Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
I love her work, but every once in a while you hear a story where she's kind of a jerk to people.
Well, that
like
happens.
A real life mean
Not
girl.
Not everybody is nice all
I
the
know,
time.
I know, but she has that like girl next door. You want her to be your friend.
Right.
She's probably 40 now.
37.
Oh, so close.
Oh, you were doing good, though. All right, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. And if it's your anniversary, we wish you a very happy anniversary.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.